It's 12 past 8 on River 949. Snowy warming the chair for Marnie and Campo. They're back live from 5 on Monday morning. And the guys have taken a long weekend because they're prepping themselves for the final of The Voice, which is on Sunday, and the woman we're going to be cheering for sounds a little like this. That is the massive voice of Caboolture's own Alan Reid, and she joins me now. Alan, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. I've been watching you on the Today Show in the studio. You looked absolutely smashing.
Oh, thanks, babe.
So tell me a bit.
Nice and early this morning.
Yeah. Well, see, the difference between you and me is when you get up early in the morning, they get to put a lot of makeup on your face. When I get up early in the morning, I look in the mirror and go, oh, that's what I'm stuck with for the entire day.
Well, that's what I feel like as well, but I do have the team that they go, okay, we don't have to leave you stuck like that for the rest of the day. Let's work our magic, let's paint on a face and curl your hair. So it's pretty nice. You feel like a bit of a celebrity.
You've spent a lot of time with Jessie J throughout this series.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you how inspiring she is. I want to dig a little bit deeper. What is Jessie J's worst habit?
Oh, her worst habit.
You've got to give me some form of dirt.
I would say one of the worst habits that I've seen is something that I also share, we have in common. So, she swears quite a lot, and I do too. So it's quite hard sometimes when we're in mentoring and we start talking to each other and we're like, oh no, we have to stop this. And we also have really dirty minds. So,
you can get a job in radio.
Perfect. Well, if the singing thing doesn't work out, I'll come knocking on your door for a job, babe.
Oh, exactly. Well, you are from around the Caboolture area, and there's a very famous musician from Caboolture named Keith Urban.
Yeah, have you heard of him? He's done all right, hasn't he?
He's got a couple of okay songs that have done okay, but what do you reckon? Could you team up with him? He's coming to Australia in December. Push Carrie Underwood aside, who's she, please, and get yourself up on stage.
She's incredible, and she's come from a show like this as well. So yeah, maybe Carrie and I can have a good chat about, this reality TV show experience.
Now, you're going to win on the weekend. I'm dead set sure of it. Have you practiced your acceptance speech? And who are you going to thank first? Give me a little bit of the acceptance speech, and I'll see if I'll turn my chair for you.
I haven't even thought about it, to be honest, but I would definitely thank my mum and dad to start with, because they've been with me from the beginning. And their mum's the original coach, like she would always stand beside me and hold my hand and pick me up when I needed it. And my family are incredible. So without them, I honestly wouldn't have survived the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months, just because it's such a great experience, but it is definitely an emotional roller coaster. So without them, I'd be nothing.
Oh, you made me tear up. I did turn my chair. And just finally, Ellen, we know that when you win, you will release a single. My favourite song of all time is Nikki Webster's Strawberry Kisses. Can I just maybe point you in that direction when you release, maybe not the first single, but the second one? It was released in 2000. That you could redo it, maybe.
How did you know that was going to be my first single, was the cover of Strawberry Kisses? I thought that I'm going to have to talk to Channel 9 and The Voice, because I thought that was a secret. And
I'm sorry, I've given it away. Alan,
amazing.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Try and get some rest between now and Sunday. We'll catch you live on Channel 9 at 7 o'clock.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me on this morning, guys.
It's our absolute pleasure. Let's check your latest run on the roads now.